Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 22nd day of January 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. And this will be a reminder. I want to remind you that if you remember the time it happened back in 1973, today's the day they legalized murdering babies in the wombs. Remember that. Remember that. And then we get a chance to read 2 Kings 24, verse 4. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. And you understand why it's going downhill so quickly. Remember, 22nd January 1973 is when this all was brought down in this country. And the church did really nothing to stop it. They didn't rally as far as saying we're not going to allow this. They didn't take a stand by the means, with everything possible to stop this. They didn't do it. So we're losing our nation because of that. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. And don't get tomorrow, of course, being Thursday. Hope being in office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4. I hope you call and talk to us. I really do at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Say hi to us. Maybe perhaps order a product if you like. Donation would be great, too. Whatever you want to do, folks. We are trying to pay the bills here. We truly are. That's why I mentioned to you nights like tonight, I mentioned REM Sleep. REM Sleep does help us pay the bills. But, folks, it does a lot more than that for a lot of people that order it. And in the next week will be the last time we have it on air, as far as I know of right now, for $24.95. Unless something happens I don't foresee happening, because we're going to be out of stock within just a couple, 3 weeks, I believe. So you want to call and get it while you can. I mean, seriously, you really want to do that. And don't forget, we are still off in the Grand Design Exposed. You know, I wonder why we haven't sold out all the books already. I would like to think that the true believers out there are seeking the truth, even though it may not please them. Folks, I don't like to hear the facts when it comes to our nation being founded. Many good men and women stood for the truth, but many evil men were sown among us even then. And their desire for this country is being fulfilled right now. And this book explains some of it. For $12.95 delivered to your front door. It's time to quit hiding and pretend like nothing's wrong. Even from the beginning, it has been. Because men are fallible at best. And you need to find out how this all come to play. And of course, we're still offering the flags. All four flags. Christian flag number one above all should be flown in every Christian home, front porch, or hung in a window. Whatever. Every Christian home should fly the flag. Then we have the colonial flag, 13-star flag. We have the Don't Tread on Me flag, and if you have enough nerve to fly it and tell the truth, the Confederate flag. All of them, $15 a piece, Or you can get all, if you want all four of them, or mix and match any four of them, you get $13 a piece delivered to your door. That's about the best I can do, and keep the lights on. But it's here, folks, if you want them. They're here. And the old booklet is Cremation Christian. $5, get it to you. And I hope you order, because people ask that question to me a lot. Maybe they will you too. Give them a biblical answer, not what you think, what the Bible says. Do that. And we now have a donation box open on the website. Our webmaster, bless her heart, Liz and Marcia, worked that for a long time. Donor box is now available for you to donate to us if you like, online with our website. You can find it at the top of the page to the far right. You can find it down at the bottom of the page. If you just click on there, if you want to help us out, you'd like to donate online, you can use Donor Box, folks. We'd appreciate it. We really would. It's now up and running. And I hope that you will make use of that. I really do. And we will not be having church again this weekend. And I hate to say that. Oh, I do. But they're calling for some nasty weather in the mountains. Not so bad in the valleys, but folks, I don't live in the valley. I live up on top of the hills. They're calling for rain and ice Friday evening and snow Saturday. We're going to try again on the 1st of February. If Lord allows us, we'll be having church soon. But I'm so sorry. But there'll be something showing. Phil's going to show a meeting he's holding tonight, right now, as we speak, on the peace treaty. He's going into quite a bit of detail at an open meeting in Daly, West Virginia. So you might want to stay tuned for that. But I hope to be back on with you all as soon as possible. I really detest not having Bible study in current events. We're only people, folks. We can't cross mountains and stuff, 2-hour drive northeast, cross hills and mountains and windy roads when it's icy and messy. You just can't do that, really. And I want to tell you also that we now have a new way to listen to this broadcast live. Truth Be Told Radio Network. Truth Be Told Radio Network is up and running right now with our broadcast coming across live. Truth Be Told Radio Network. You check it out. We'll be right there. And you can also listen on the phone, folks. You listen on two different numbers now. 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Or 719-718-1679. 719-718-1679. Hope you join us, folks, any way you can. You can listen live on where I just told you. You also listen live, of course, on gsradio.net, GS Global Star, gsradio.net. We're on there on Star 5. A lot of ways listen. And again, but because of Melody C. Stream, if you listen on shortwave right now, it's because she's helping us do that. Now, I went through all the very important, I think, announcements. I really believe that, folks, that these are essential. We cover these things. They truly are. Now, we have one phone line open tonight, one phone line at a time. If you will call me in a little bit, you can on the toll-free number, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And if you call and you go right to the voicemail, then you'll know it's busy. When the person we're talking to hangs up, you call back in at 844-769-2944. But I mentioned the other day that we're going to discuss biblical, historical facts about the moral, now pay attention, I said the moral duty to be armed. I said the moral, and maybe I should say godly duty, to be armed. Now, I'm not making this up, folks. I can prove it to you biblically, and I am not going to candy coat it. It's not worth it. I know that what I'm going to say tonight is going to make a lot of people upset. I know that. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this to you right up front. If you are a Christian and mature enough to understand, you will arm yourselves for a myriad of reasons. A bunch of reasons. If you are a Christian and you're mature enough as a Christian to understand this, you will fulfill the commandment of our Almighty God, the Father and the Son. And you will arm yourselves. We're going to look at scriptural teachings and historical facts and even some statistics. But I'm going to say this, moving on. If I didn't preach and teach the whole truth of the Word of God, then I'm failing my mission as a believer. You understand that? To keep silent in the face of evil is not only cowardliness, folks. It's a betrayal to Christ and His Word. Please Listen to that. To keep silent in the face of evil is cowardliness and a betrayal to Christ and His Word. To hold your peace when you confront evil and not confront it, reprove it, and rebuke it, you have just proved that you're a spiritual coward and you betrayed Christ. In Matthew 10, I'll tell you what happened when you betrayed Christ. We are lacking mature believers, folks. I know that. I know that. I'm guilty. I was guilty for years. And most men, true believers are not. And I'm going to say this, I love it, I'm going to say it. Have become very effeminate. No, that doesn't mean homosexual. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Homosexuals are next on the list. Effeminate means soft and womanish men. Also means voluptuous men. They become too effeminate to dare strap on a gun and carry it to church, where we're commanded by God's word to do so to protect the flock. Obviously, you've seen the results of this already. But most men and women, but I'm talking mostly men right now, lack real conviction. They lack real conviction. They lack the drive behind a conviction. They don't have the zeal to do what's right because they're afraid of how people will feel about them. Most people that go to church are lukewarm at best. You'll not hear this preached in any other churches that I know of in this country. You'll not hear it taught anywhere. You'll not hear it mentioned anywhere because it sounds not politically correct. But I tell you now that Christ Himself told His disciples to arm themselves, and some of His disciples were armed. And He didn't say, throw the swords away. Now, I'm telling you the truth. You don't have to like it. I'm just telling you the truth. Now, I'm not going to go through a lot of scriptures tonight because I don't have time on the air. Let's look at a few scriptures. Starting at the front of the book on people being armed for self-defense and defense of others in their nation. In Exodus chapter 22, read it for yourself. Exodus 22, verse 22 and 23. We are told that we are to defend ourselves because if a thief is coming in through your window at night or through your door at night, and you fear for your life, or the life of your family, or your property, and you shoot them to stop them, you take their life, you're not guilty of a sin before Almighty God, nor before a righteous government. You did what's normal and natural for a creation of the Almighty to protect the family. Even animals do this, to stop an intruder when they don't know why you're coming in. You don't know what they're coming in for. If they knocked and asked to come in, that's different. But still be cautious. When they come in through the door at night, sneaking in or coming in, breaking the door, that's a whole different ballgame. Now, verse 22, that same chapter says, but you don't hunt them down the next day and kill them because that becomes murder and vengeance. And vengeance belongs to the Lord God Almighty. And hopefully to a righteous government who will take care of the thief the next day. Understand what I'm telling you. That's in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. But I've had deacons in church say right in front of the whole church that he will not defend his family because it might be God's will that they'd be slaughtered that night. I'm serious. I was behind the pulpit. I wasn't preaching on guns at the time, but it was brought up. I looked at his wife. I said, honey, I wouldn't blame you if you left him and moved him somewhere by yourself. You feel safer. Of course he didn't like it. I didn't really care. Any man that would not protect his wife and children is not a man at all. By the fact, the Bible says he denied the faith and worse than infidel. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Denied the faith and worse than infidel. And in Numbers chapter 1, you will find where we as a nation at one time had the idea of the militia given to us. Numbers chapter 1. Read it for yourself. And they were told to gather the people by their household, by their tribes. They were told that anyone 20 years and older, when the limit, if you go forth to fight, you would go forth to fight. They were told to arm themselves with their own private arms. Militia, folks, militia. To be ready to defend themselves, their tribes or their states, if you want to call them that, and their nation. All 12 tribes are told this. The only one that didn't go into battle armed were the priests. And I'm not saying they shouldn't do that now. The preachers, I certainly would. But that's what it was back then. And when they got through numbering the people of Israel that could go to fight, 20 years up and upward, that could carry a sword and go to fight, there were 603,550 men ready to go to war. No, not women. No. It's totally out of order. Women had no place in combat. Women had no place in combat. Women had no place behind the pulpit. Now I'm really going to speak mad. That's all right. Get mad. And then Nehemiah chapter 4. You read where they're told to go back and rebuild the walls. They found out they were going to be attacked. Now listen. People say, well, couldn't God protect these people? Yeah. And he could disciple the whole earth also too. Just like Christ commanded us to. He could disciple and evangelize the whole earth and protect the people. But we're his servants. He doesn't work for us. He expects us to obey his word. In Nehemiah chapter 4, they said they went to prayer. And then they went behind the walls and armed themselves by their families, folks. Again, by their families. By their families, because they knew they would fight hard to protect their own families. Arm themselves to build with one hand, have a weapon in the hand in the other hand, and they had guards on the walls all the time. Nehemiah chapter 4, folks, God Almighty said do that. That's the same thing for a home or even a community. Neighbors protect neighbors. In Psalms 144, David, a man after God's own heart, thanked him for teaching his hands to war. Yeah, he did. He thanked God Almighty for teaching his hands to war. Yeah, that's David, folks. I said a man to God's own heart. He was a warrior. He fought evil. Oh, but God could have took all those out before him. Yes, again, folks, he could have. But that was not his will for his people. He expected obedience through faith. And when David said, I thank you for taking time to teach my hands to war. He said, you're my goodness. You're my fortress. You're my tower. You're my deliverer. You're my shield, and I trust in you. So I will take my sword and I'll go to war to fight your enemies, and I had no qualms about it. And in Luke 22:36, Christ told disciples, I'm leaving now. I've got to fulfill my role on this earth. It's time. My time has come to go. Up until this time, I fed you, I took care of you, I protected you, but now I'm leaving. I want you to arm yourself. If you don't have a sword, you take your coat and you buy one. You sell it and you buy one. That's what he said. And then when in John chapter 14, Peter drew his sword to defend Christ against soldiers. And Christ said, no, put the sword up. He didn't say throw it away. Peter, shame on you. He said, no, put it up. I've got to fulfill what I came for. This is not the time to fight. Folks, this is all in your Bible. It's all completely gospel. It's all word. But you'll not hear it preached by any pastor in the church that you go to now, especially the 501c3 whorehouses that are afraid to lose their tax-exempt status. I'm telling you the God's truth, and you know it. They wouldn't dare tell you that in the first Baptist church or wherever you're from. They wouldn't dare tell you that. And you know that's the truth. Now, I'm going to read to you a few quotes from founders who found this nation. I'll just give you scripture. 1 Timothy again, chapter 5, verse 8 again. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8 said, any man that will not protect his own, defend his family, feed him, clothe him, and house him, has denied the faith, and worse than an infidel, he is going to hell. 1 Corinthians 6:9, the effeminate men are going to hell. I don't care if they go to church 3 or 4 times a week. I don't care if they tithe everything they got coming in. I don't care if they stand behind and testify every time the doors are open. If they do not take care of the families, they deny the faith and worse than infidel. That's what the Word of God says. You going to change it? I'm sick and tired of these so-called men walking around and I don't care if they're 6'4" and solid muscle and hairy chest, and I don't care. They're not men unless they're men inside. Well, my grandson just turned 16. He's not very tall. Well-built young man. Not very tall. And he don't like being all that short. I said, I want to tell you something, Isaac. It's not the height of the man on the outside that matters. It's the height of the man on the inside. I've known small men in stature who had more guts and desire to do what's right and stand against whatever's facing them. And I've known men who are, as I said, 6'4" and up when it comes to doing morally right or craving cowards. They think they're tough because they can whip you physically. They think they're tough because they can get a woman. They're nothing but mistakes with zippers. Unless God is in your heart, unless Christ is in your heart, and you stand for His word and His truth, and you stand with conviction and not fear, you're not a man. You're a shell of an empty vessel. That's all. I'm going to read some quotes to you very quickly from our founders. Again, lines are open, 844-769-2944. One line at a time is all we have tonight. No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson said that. No free man. Folks, how many people do you know today that are debarred from the use of arms because whatever they said they did wrong or who knows what the reasons are? And he also said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Oh, that is so powerful. Today our politicians want to save us from ourselves, so they're going to disarm us so they can protect us. If they were so righteously angry, I want to keep protect innocent life, why in the name of God did they let us murder children all the time? Why do the Democrats cry that, especially that the jerk in the Capitol in Virginia, Northam, wants to kill children 3 months outside the womb? But he cries over somebody gets shot. What a hypocrite. What a, black-faced liar. That's why he was. Black-faced liar. He did do that. Thomas Jefferson also said this. I enclose you a list of the killed, wounded, and captives of the enemy from the commencement of hostilities at Lexington in April of 1775 until November 1777, since which there has been no event of any consequence. I think that upon the whole, it has been about one half the number lost by them, in some instances more in others less. This difference is ascribed to our superiority in taking aim when we fire, every soldier in our army having been intimate with his gun from infancy. He said that the enemy lost twice the people we did. So he said, and because we knew how to shoot. And that is absolutely the truth, folks. I served the military. I took M16 training. I know what I'm talking about. Some of those guys scare you to death with a gun in their hand. They had no idea what they had. They had no idea what they were doing. And that is scary. Also, George Mason said, to disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Why do they want to disarm the people? You know, I just think of the day. They say there are 20-some thousand men and women in Richmond. I've had others say it's closer to 50,000, and I don't doubt that to be true. But nonetheless, if President Donald J. Trump was truly pro-Second Amendment, why was he not at the rally talking to the people? Why was he not at least on TV saying that people did a great work today? Why not? What was he doing? Something more important? What's more important than the liberty of the people, if you say you want liberty? This is also what George Mason said. I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers. Let me repeat that. We always say, well, the militia is a well-trained military, civilian military, and it'd be certain that no. George Mason said it's the whole people. Every one of them, except for a few public officers. Noah Webster said this, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops. Wow. I'll get you a call. I promise I will, Addison. Hang in there. Get the call in just a minute. William Pitt said this, necessity is a plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves.
Oh, but we got to control those assault weapons. Oh, my gosh. You know, those things can hold 20, 30 rounds. No one needs that kind of gun.
Except the military, of course. And then they can use them on us if they want to. I don't think ours so much would, but the U.N. certainly would. And the Virginia governor tried to get U.N. troops to come down there. I look it up for yourself. The Virginia governor tried to get U.N. troops to come to Virginia. So the necessity being the plea to take away our guns, folks, for our own protection. Of course, you can trust our government. They would never lie to us. You know that. St. George Tucker said this in Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England. This may be considered as the true palladium of liberty. The right of self-defense is the first law of nature. In most governments, it has been the study of rulers to confine this right within the narrowest limits possible. Wherever standing armies are kept up, and the right of the people to keep and bear arms is under any collar or pretext whatsoever, prohibited liberty, if not already annihilated, is on the brink of destruction. He said, any nation that restricts the right for people to keep and bear arms for any reason is on the brink of destruction and the loss of liberty. Representative Elridge Gerry of Massachusetts said this back in 1789. What, sir, is a militia? What, sir, is the use of a militia? It's to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. And folks, we have had standing armies in our country longer than I've been alive. We have standing armies all over the world, totally unconstitutional, unbiblical, immoral. But God bless America, man. They're dying for our freedoms. How ignorant, how pathetic, pathetically ignorant we are as a people. Another quote I'll read to you and get into statistics in a minute. This is by Alexander Hamilton. If the representatives of the people betray their constituents, there is then no resource left but in the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government, and which against the usurpations of the national rulers may be exerted with infinitely better prospect of success than against those of the rulers of the individual state. In a single state, if the person entrusted with supreme power become usurpers, the different parcels of subdivisions, or go to break. Folks, back at the break, phone calls, and finish up this. I want your phone calls. I'm telling you the truth, you know I am. Some of y'all angry, that's fine. You get over it either way. That's your choice.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
I'm going to read one more statement, then we'll go to the phone lines. Like I promised, I'll get to Addison first, then we'll go. Anybody else wants to call in, use when he hangs up, you call. But I would, you know what? You know what? I would like. Oh, this is going to sound like I'm blowing my own horn, but I'm not. I'm truly am not. I don't expect too many of y'all have heard a sermon like this preached ever, anywhere, especially not on worldwide radio. I would think that you'd have friends and family like to know what the Bible says about this issue. We offer this on CD, folks. You get the $10, that's all. That's postage and everything, or $10.50. I can't remember one or the other. But if it's not worth $10.50 to get this sermon in people's hands, then I guess probably I would assume that you all don't want to offend anybody, even if I'm the one doing the offending, because you give it to them. Again, that's cowardice. That's betrayal of Christ and His Word. That's cowardice and the betrayal of Christ and His Word. We should be sending out 10,000 of these over the next week. The people listening to this broadcast and want to pass on to others. But I promise you we won't get a call for five. Guarantee you. Because the people that listen to this program even, a lot of them are too cowardly to get involved. I'm going to read one more statement, then I'll go to Addison, then we'll get some statistics. Tench Cox from Philadelphia Federal Gazette said this in 1789. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend their country might pervert their power to the injury of their own fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear arms, to bear private arms. Folks, I must tell you this. Again, I'm saying out of love. I really am. Some of y'all don't believe that, but I am. If you don't arm yourselves as Christians, especially after tonight's broadcast, I'm not saying go out and break the law where you live. I didn't say that. I did a long time here, folks. I carried concealed a long time without a permit in a state where it was not allowed because it's my duty to do so. I'd rather be caught with a gun and pay a fine than I would be caught without it and need it and my wife be raped and killed because of it. But in our state, we're blessed. We can carry concealed or open, either one. I carry open, folks. I have for a long, long, long time. I want people to see that it's not just my right. It is my duty before God. God does not give rights. He gives duties, and then He gives blessings. Understand that. If you see me in church, you see me on the street, you'll see a pistol on my hip, unless I got a coat over it. I am not embarrassed about that. I'm not ashamed of that. I don't flinch at that. I don't feel embarrassed walking to a church that one. It doesn't bother me at all what people think because I'm obeying my God. That's my duty. That's not my right. That's my duty. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Addison. Addison, come on in. Welcome.
Well, how you doing, Pastor?
Yes, I'm doing well. I'm surprised you're still speaking to me.
Well, I'm feared. I'm feared, Pastor. You're feared? You got them guns, man.
Hey, yeah, I bet you are.
5 years ago, I was doing a little study, or it was a question in my mind, and I think most people in your listening audience understands that we have two constitutions now. One was suspended.
True.
The Constitution that was passed in 1871. The Constitution for the District of Columbia operates actually underneath a tyrannical Vatican law known as Lex Fori, which means local law. When Congress passed that act in 1871, it separated a corporation known as the United States and the corporate government for the District of Columbia.
That's
now,
true.
The United States Supreme Court in 1875, it went to 1886, forgive me, Presser versus Illinois. Supreme Court reiterated a stance found in the United States versus Cruikshank, applying it to state regulations, stating following the provision of the Second Amendment to the Constitution that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is a limitation only on the power of Congress and the national government, not of the states. So all legal gun laws that our nation has made is only for government employees and within the District of Columbia.
That's very true. You know, and I'm going to say this straight up and down, Addison. You already know how I feel. You know what I preach. You see me in church. Do I carry a gun in church?
Yeah, and it's a big one.
Yeah, it holds 30 rounds. But anyway, it is no matter what government says, our duty is to God first. Is that not true? Aren't we told in Acts chapter 5 to obey God rather than man?
Well, I can tell you this. Way before there was the United States, there was a God.
Amen.
Way before there was a Constitution, we had a Savior.
Amen.
And if we have a Creator God that gave us a Savior, and the price that He paid on the cross, don't you think we can just be a little obedient to Him?
I would think so. I would. Addison, thanks for being here, brother. I appreciate you. You're a good guy.
I want to thank Joe and Phil and Gary.
Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Yes.
And Dick for standing up for me and my wife, my family, this ministry. Guys, if you're listening tonight, thank you so much.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you so much, Addison. I appreciate you all very much. Hope to see you sometime again soon.
We're going to try to make her, Pastor.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
And folks, we got a line open now if you want 2944, 844-769-2944. You know, I would think the lines fill up tonight, people saying amen, but I don't expect it to. I really don't. I really don't. And it breaks my heart to say that, but I really don't. Because most people are afraid to get on the air with me because they might get their name on the list. And I'm going to tell you something, people. I don't hope my name is on the list on two of them. Hope it's on the enemy's list. And above all, hope it's on Christ's list. I pray that my name's on the right list. And I don't care how many times I put down the enemy's list. Death doesn't scare me even a little bit. I've faced it already. It don't scare me. What scared me is fellow my God. Now some statistics, if you want to hear them. In the United States, there are 390 million known guns. 393 million that you know of. That's 120.5 guns for every 100 people. Not bad. Not bad. The highest gun ownership per 100 in the world. And I'm going to read them to you in a second. Write down something here. The highest gun ownership per 100 people in this country, or in the world, is this. America This is per 100, folks. This is per 100 people. America has 88.8 guns for every 100 people. Yemen has 54.8 guns for 100 people. Switzerland, which I thought would be totally fully armed, what disappointment, 45.7 guns per 100. And Finland, right behind them, at 45.3. Now, countries with the highest murder rates in the world. And guess where guns are allowed? But anyway, these are murders per 100,000 in these nations. 91.6 in Honduras. El Salvador, 69.2. Now, I don't know how to say this for sure. Cote d'Ivoire, 56.9. Jamaica, 52.2 murders for 100,000. And they don't have many guns. Did you hear that? Let's take another call and we'll finish statistics. Let's go to Dean in Wisconsin. Dean, come on in.
Oh, this is Dean O'Bone from Eden, Wisconsin. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm calling in because you're talking about the Second Amendment tonight, and you don't have a guest, do you? No.
No, I don't. Just me.
I have a question for you. I'm having very poor reception the last 2 or 3 weeks. Do you have this on another station, or just on the 6115?
At 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock tonight, your time, it'll be rebroadcast on 3215.
Oh, that's a rebroadcast.
Yes.
Oh, but the only live ones is on 6115 now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, you can listen on the phone, you listen online, and we've got several stations across the country, but nothing there close to you.
Yeah, because over here, friend Mike, when I'm on my computer too much, my bill goes up. trying to understand these websites now, friend. In this state, out in Tennessee or someplace, they got 30 states that are trying to put your electric stuff on. 30 of them.
Wow.
It's insane. And I know you can use your website for good, but I can't understand the stuff.
Well, anyway, tonight, 10 o'clock, still up. Just flip on 3215.
Yeah, because the gun ownership, friend, we praise God that there was no violence in Virginia, but guess
Amen.
What, friend? Anybody who thinks the Republicans are going to give us our guns back, no or not, and Luke 22:36, you know this verse, Butch.
Oh, yes,
and let's be honest, folks, I'm going to say this for my last thing again. If the Founding Fathers came back to life today, folks, you know this, Mr. Irvin Brooks, Paul, and I hope you got my report on Thanksgiving.
I did. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. They would be marching on Washington, D.C., not the Middle East or Iraq or Iran, folks, or Brazil or Russia or China. Come on, folks. Yep. The Founding Fathers, they had a fight back, but we wouldn't be here, folks, and we thank God for most of the Founding Fathers. Some presidents were deists, but they took a stand and said enough's enough.
Amen.
That's why we're here today, folks.
Dino, you're breaking up.
Okay.
There you go. Anything else you want to say? I'm sorry, Dino, we're losing you. You're breaking up on us. Mr. Will, let go, Todd. We can't hear him. Now, they get 944. Now, the Journal of Law and Public Policy did a study. And they found, obviously, something. So they concluded, and this is common sense, you know that, but a lot of people deny it, that the higher the gun ownership, the less crime. The higher the gun ownership in the community or the nation, the less crime there was. Nations with the strictest gun laws have vastly higher murder rate. Did you hear what I said? And I should say violent crime rates. The 9 European nations with the lowest gun ownership have a combined murder rate, now pay attention, 3 times higher than of the 9 European nations with higher gun ownership. 3 times higher than those where guns are allowed to have them. Do you think it makes a difference? Is that important? Should we care? I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not making these up. These are actual facts. And still the Christians will stand back and do nothing and wait for the rapture and hope everything goes well. Well, let's go to another caller. Let's go to George in New Hampshire. George, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch. Just two things I wanted to say. One thing about guns and then something about the REM sleep. About the guns, you know, God gave elephants tusks.
Right.
He gave deer and cows and buffalo horns, you know, and he gave claws or canines to various creatures of the field. We men, he gave us the right to be able to bear arms. Because in this world we fell to after the Garden of Eden, in other words, we really weren't like the beasts of the field. We really weren't designed to be where we are in this sense, but because of sin, this is what happened. And I'd like to just say, President Reagan, there was a story, I think it was before World War II, he was sleeping one hot night there, and it was before World War II, and he had bought himself a pistol, a 45 automatic. And he says, about 2 o'clock in the morning, he heard this woman down below, out in the street, saying to somebody, please, please, just take my purse, but don't hurt me. And I guess the thief had other intentions. So Reagan grabbed the pistol out of the dresser drawer, went to the window, and waved that out. He says, hey, you leave her alone. And the guy took off running. So he told the woman, he said, listen, I'll be right down. He goes, let me get dressed. I'll be right down. I'll walk you home. He says, after it was all said and done, he realized that he had forgot to buy ammunition for it and was unloading.
Oh, my.
But that's a true story. But you won't hear the media ever say
stories
like that.
No, no. The mere presence of firearms have stopped a lot of crimes. People see them, they don't bother you.
Well, they also say, because of the statistics in the United States, they figure, this was some years ago I heard this, maybe about 25, 30 years ago. They said they figure about 45% at the time of the households had some sort of a firearm in the household, be it a 22 or whatever. And they said that's one of the major reasons why it's a rarity for home invasions, because it's like playing the lottery. They don't want to invade a home when the people are home, which is pretty damn contemptible. But they don't want to take the chance. That's why thieves, most of the time, if somebody's home, not all the time, but most of the time, they'll give it the go by. I'd like to say something else. You know, you're a straight shooter, Pastor, and I've known this about you, and I respect your integrity. And it comes, and it's like I said, if we can be trusted in the small ways, God will give us bigger things.
Right.
And your ministry has proved this. But with the REM sleep, I know you won't allow something on to be a sponsor or anything like that until you're satisfied that it actually lives up to its to what it claims.
Right.
And with
exactly.
That REM sleep, I'll tell you, I started taking one a day. I had bought a couple of bottles off you in the past. I got away from taking it. But when you were saying you were down to one tablet a night, I said, let me start that one tablet a night. You know, I've been doing it for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't wake up tired. And I'm dreaming again. And I've noticed that I'm even starting not to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And even if I do, when I get back into bed, I can fall asleep again.
Back to sleep
again.
And
I say it's all on account of that REM sleep.
I agree. Is it worth $24.95 a bottle?
I would say for a good night's rest, that's one of the biggest bargains I think I've ever heard. And plus, it's helping the ministry. And like I said, you're reaching a lot of people, and I'm happy. I'm very. It's a grace of God that He's blessed us with your program, and I know it's a blessing to you, and you're a blessing to us. So, brother,
well, thank you.
I love you, and like I said, I'll sign off and let somebody else get in line, okay?
All right, appreciate that.
All right, God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
I'll get to Pastor Sam in a minute. Pastor Sam, hang in there, please. But in the U.K., folks, handguns are illegal in the U.K. Seriously. They outlawed it back in 1997. Per 100,000, since it outlawed handguns, per 100,000 is 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000. Since that law, the handguns, the violent crime rate is up 77%. In the U.S., there are 466 violent crimes for every 100,000. Quite a bit of difference in there. Five times the difference. Kitchen knives in the UK now account for one half of the stabbings in the UK. Kitchen knives, folks, just ordinary kitchen knives. So what they do? Doctors say we got to outlaw the pointed kitchen knives. I'm not making this up. This is for real. Let's go to Pastor Sam. Pastor Sam from New York. Come on in, Pastor Sam. Welcome.
Yes, sir. That's the mighty fine preaching.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Are you a first-time caller?
I am.
Well, my goodness.
I listen to KR radio and a lot of different programs. But this is my first time hearing you the full way through, and I think that I just drew the lucky number here for you to be preaching on all of my favorite verses. You know, I'm the founder of the Gospel Gunslingers.
All right. I like it. I like it.
Yes, sir. And, you know, I did 30 lessons, verse of the day for Gospel Gunslingers. They're free on YouTube. And each one I take one or two verses and dissect and talk about self-defense and self-government. The fact is, I could have done hundreds of verses without ever deviating from this theme, because this is what we discovered here in America. These are the original Protestant doctrines founded by our forefathers. You know, they fled Europe so that they could be alone with their Bible and not be persecuted, and they found that that Bible taught them to make their own laws and defend themselves. Amazing.
Amen. Amen.
You know, one more thing. I just went to the rally in Richmond. Sorry that you and I missed one another in that in the crowd. But I went in there and I did a lot of broadcasts. I broadcast in Spanish and do a Latin America war report. And, you know, we got a great heritage with the Latin people who all throughout the Europeans followed our example in 1776. But here's what I wanted to say. You know, this Governor Blackface Northam, he's a convenient villain, and he is a bad guy, but there's a greater power behind him. And I'm not saying there's not good people in that part of the world, Butch, and you're a good example of that, but we need to remember that out of 50 states in the Union, these two states are the two states that are named for the Queen of Heaven, the abominable heathen goddess that our forefathers fled. And when they came in 1620 and set up their Protestant colony in, you know, on Plymouth Rock, 1634, the Papists came and in Maryland set up at Mary's City.
That's right.
Their abominable
That's
idol
right.
of the Queen of Heaven. And
That's
that
right.
power is
And, folks, you'll find all the information. You'll find the information.
Say that again,
Go
Butch.
Ahead. I said the book we offer here for $12.95. That's a great book. That tells you all about that. And I hate Sam. I'm so glad you called. Call me in the office tomorrow. It is at work. It's infiltrated everything. I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Call me tomorrow at 304-846-4448.
846? Okay?
4448. 304-846. Yeah, 304-846-4448.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll talk
Good
to you tomorrow.
Work. Keep it up.
Thanks for the call, Sam.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
You. Thank you. All right. All right, folks. I'm going to try to finish up this statistic very quickly. We're running out of time. Concealed carry in the U.S. Since it started, basically, now in a lot of states, the murder rate's down 8.5%, rapes 5%. Assaults 7%, robberies 3%. With just one exception, every public mass shooting in the United States, now pay attention, with one exception, every public mass shooting in the United States since 1950 has taken place in gun-free zones. Oh my gosh, people, why can't we understand that? Police versus armed citizens on stopping crimes. There's 794,000 cops in the United States. 80 million armed citizens. The error rate, people that were shot by mistake, for the cops is 11%. For the armed citizens, 2%. Number of deaths in a mass shooting before they can be stopped by the cops, the number killed before they can be stopped, average 14.3. By private citizens, of mass shootings were stopped before they got any further? 2.3. Uh-huh. Think about that. The criminals who were killed in by the cops, 606, and by the civilian armed force, 1,527. In 1982, by the way, when the governor in Kennesaw, Georgia, the mayor of Kennesaw, Georgia, they passed a law there, every household had to have a gun. I went down to Georgia and visited that man and his family. In 1982, Kennesaw, Georgia made it a law that every household had to be armed. Burglary dropped 89%. Only dropped 10% across the state. But 89% drop in burglary in Kennesaw, Georgia, when the law was passed that all homes had to be armed. Now, if I haven't told you enough tonight, scripturally, historically, and factually, to show you that if you are who you say you are, if you're a real man, especially if you're a real Christian man, and you don't arm yourselves, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. Oh, I bet I wouldn't feel right. That'd make me feel awkward. Of course it does. It's new. But it's God's commandment. Of course it makes you feel awkward. I did me for a while. But not any longer. I get bolder as I stand stronger in the Lord by faith. I'll not compromise the Word of God. If I know what's right and wrong, I'll try to do it. Even if I don't feel comfortable first, I'm going to try to do it. I used to be scared to death testifying in church, folks. I would shake the back of the pew I was holding on to. I was so nervous when I testified in the church. Now I'm on worldwide radio, and I'm not a bit afraid. What's the difference? Exercising my faith by obeying the Word of God. So I urge you, if you will, you want this on CD, let me know. We'll send it to you. Share it with your friends and family. Let them know where you stand, what you believe. And if you don't have the information all put together in your head yet, how to explain it to them, let me do it for you. I think that's a cheap preacher for $10.50 for CD. I mean, I don't think anybody come any cheaper than that. I offered it. It's available starting tomorrow. You can call us to office tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you don't call, I won't know. And I'll be disappointed if you don't call and say, I want a copy to give my friends and family. As I already told you, I'll be greatly surprised if 5 people order it. Greatly surprised. I have thousands that listen. I mean, no, I'll take it back. I won't be surprised at all. If more than 5 ordered, I'll be surprised if they do. But I won't be surprised if only 5 or so do it. Folks, I've been here a long time. I'm not a rookie. I know how the church acts in America today. Just keep the mouth shut and wait for the rapture. I'll see you tomorrow in the office. And mail this program tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the 2 significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.